Praise the Lord. I bear in my body the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us here, for standing for the gospel, there must be something that you have to show that costs you. Everyone. I'm only saying what is obvious. If truly you have given your life to Christ, every one of us that have taken this decision, we already have such testimonies. And I've said it before, if you have not yet gotten your testimony, just get ready, your own must come. No, it is normal. So begin to think, if you are truly a Christian, which cross have you picked? So where is your cross? I'm asking like Thomas. You say you are a follower of Jesus. Yes. They quote one scripture. This sign shall follow them that believe. That is water side. Luke chapter 9. Pick up your cross and follow me. So I will know you are a follower of Christ by the cross you carry. I will also know you are a follower of Christ by the fact that no devil can mess you up. Oh yes, you live a victorious life. In your business, you will prosper. In health, you dwell in divine health. I gave my life to Christ in 1989. I gave my life to Christ. Me that used to go to hospital almost every week, from that till today, I have not had need to go to hospital. Not had need to go to hospital. And I'm not preaching against hospital, but God has not allowed it. Praise the Lord. I didn't say you should not go to hospital. If I break my leg today, I will go to hospital. But he has not allowed me to break my leg. He has not allowed me to have accident. He has not allowed me to have sickness until I will go and start taking injections somewhere. I'm not going for any lab test to know what is wrong with me. Does it mean I've not been sick? I've been sick. I possess my health. I pray and God always healed me. Until fear catch me. I think last year when I had to be in India for something, I used the opportunity. I went for a medical test. I said, when I check, make another something they grow somewhere, I don't know. They checked me. Everything using their sophisticated machines, and they saw nothing wrong with me. And early this year, when I was in America, I said, check my eye. This one where they use glass, whether something happened there. So when I speak like this, that is Mark 16:16. This sign shall follow them that believe. But there is also a cross. Now, Pastor Moses, where is your cross? I get them. 20 years I'm married, I don't get picking. You think carry that kind of cross? Maybe only three years you don't want your wife. Your eye is already outside. 20 years. And yet, people looking for fruit of the womb, they will come. I will pray for them. And they will be healed. What is the mark that Apostle Paul said he had? I bear me the mark of Christ. There are two marks. One, oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul, the day he met with Christ, that light struck in his eye. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, read it there. It's there. That is where he said he cried to God. For that, the thing was tormenting him until he called it the messenger of Satan, sent to buffet him, a thorn in his flesh. He besought the Lord 3 times. He said, I've got to take it away. God told him, he said, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. I told him, don't bother to pray. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. This is your weakness. I use it to perfect myself. To show my strength. Now listen, church. And he remained with that. Ordinary handkerchief, he will throw, blind people's eyes will be restored. Then when he go back after that crusade, he's battling with his own sight. That was his cross. And some people here, you minister especially, that day I don't understand what is happening. I pray for people. God will bless them. They will not remember me. I need deliverance. You don't need deliverance. Amen. You are carrying a cross. Don't let any of these funny preachers confuse you with that. You are sick. I have been terribly sick until I could not stand up from the bed. And yet, somebody will be sick. I will lay that same hand on the person, and the person will be healed. Then I will be battling with my own. When I cry 2 days after the thing will go. I will say, God, why you allow me to suffer this thing like this? Amen. Praise the Lord. I was sharing something with Pastor Francis in my house yesterday. And Dikin Chinedu brought one man 2 years ago to test. Those people where they carry machine, they test. Chinedu, you remember in my office? Yes. I think they were testing them somewhere. So they say, our pastor, we need it to test his own health. I think there's a machine they use. They will know whether something is wrong with your heart, whether not correct or not correct. The machine, they talk something, sir. And then he came to my office. He said they sent him to come. Chinedu called me. Later on, he joined us. The man put his machine. He said, hold one for this and one for this. The machine refused to move. He said, whether the wire not connect well. He do everything, clean it up, fix it again. He said, hold it. I hold on. Machine. Bah. And Chinedu came. Chinedu, the man don't come now. He's wasting my time. I was doing something. I do now. You do. I say, you do Chinedu on today. He said, I said, Chinedu, oh yeah, test it again. Chinedu held it. Wow. The machine began to read. Give me now. I hold on. The machine refused. There is nothing to read. Praise the Lord. Then the man looked at me. He says, sir, why is he doing like this? I say, there is power, jam, power. So there is a reaction. This higher power here. I say, we will lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. You can't carry machine, they hold the same hand. There will be confusion. Your machine will scatter out. The man started coming to this church for some time. I don't know whether he still comes here. Does he still come here? He still visits us here. He started worshiping here at that period. He said, you are not an ordinary person. He said, it has never happened before. Praise the Lord. Okay? And despite that one, I'm going to cry when sickness is worrying me. It's my own cross. Now, I bear the marks of Christ. This church, till now, is still bearing the marks of Christ. Sam, these are the injuries. Injuries. By his stripes we are healed. Why did they demolish this church? Only because of Christ. Nothing more. If it was Guru Maharaj or Hindu that had a shrine here, nobody will bother with them. But because these people, they saw in the spirit, they saw the light, they know these are true Christians, they are coming here with light. Darkness was shaking. No other reason. Nobody said we are disturbing them. No disturbance in any way whatsoever. Many people don't even know there is a church at the back here. No other reason other than we are followers of the truth. What of your own? Where is your own mark? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now there are two marks. Now everyone we have to follow. I mean the born again Christians. We have two marks to follow. The first mark, praise the Lord, is the mark you will have, the marks of chastisement. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 5, this is the way Apostle Paul put it. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, that's Proverbs chapter 3 verse 11. My son, despite not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. God rebukes his children. When you commit an offense, he rebukes you. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, every one of us are partakers of the chastisement of the Lord. He said, if not, then are you bastards and not sons. He said, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of us of spirits and life? For they, our earthly fathers, verily for a few days chastening us after their own pleasure, but he, our God, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. So, and when God descends on you, there will be a mark that he will leave there later. He will do it. There are many of us, the things we are suffering is God himself punishing us to bring us back to our senses. And when he does that, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't begin to behave as if he has forgotten you. It is his own way of showing you love. Showing you love. And remember, he said, all are partakers. All are partakers. Apostle Paul says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of our God. He said, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. Once you have a relationship with God, you have received the Holy Ghost, you cannot act like the unbelievers and go free. You cannot. When I mentioned something here, some people thought I was laying a curse. I said, no, you must pay. He will never leave you like that. If you are committing sin and nothing is happening to you to check you, I've said it several times, it is only either of two reasons or three reasons. Number one, it is that God's long suffering is patiently believing that one day you will come to your senses and know that what you are doing is wrong. Or he's allowing your cup to full. So that when you will be crying, asking for mercy, you won't see it. And the third reason could be because you have no relationship with him. If not, why does he punish others and not punish you? The first thing he does, he will take away his peace from you. Break the edge. Serpent will bite. He will allow that serpent to bite you well, well. Call upon him, lie. You are commonizing the grace of God here. A young woman called me yesterday from Kaduna. She may be listening to me now. She said that out of frustration, she had sworn to God. Made a vow. When she was in secondary school, she said over 10 years ago that she will not fornicate, defile herself until the day she gets married. He said, the condition pushed her. Even her parents were pushing her because things got very bad. And they forced her to go and get a boyfriend to survive like her other sisters. When she goes, she wants to wear their shoes. They will say, you're not a woman like us. When they go get, come. Then you go sit down here. You be holy, we will be devil. So it was getting too tough for her. She said she had to have herself a boyfriend. He said, before you know what, she said she got pregnant. And since she knew she was pregnant, out of shame, so that people will not know, he said she and the boy rushed to marry. That man is her present husband now. They have three children. He said they rushed to the church and she did not, she did not know the implication. She just went and then quickly they just waited them. Nobody knew that she was pregnant. She said, but she had the message. I've been preaching. And she said, she has been afraid that God is waiting for her at the other end to remind her that you got pregnant and went to the altar and waited. And she's been calling and calling to need her to talk with me. What should she do that she is afraid? That is somebody watching us. That is somebody whose father and mother, she said even the father is a Muslim, is a mother that is a Christian, they are not serious in anything they are doing. Everybody go the way it's written of you, just make sure you take care of yourself. Yet, she had something that pricked her heart. But there are people inside here. As they talk so, they are putting helmet. No matter what I talk, we bounce back to me. Let me tell you, except you are not a seed of God, you will never go free after hearing what I'm saying. And you get involved in any of these things we have been stressing at this altar, under this pillar of fire, you can never go free if you are a seed. If you are a seed. Continue. I am not God. I have a duty to tell you. And I made a statement. I said, I know one of the area God will deal with you is if you are in courtship with a man, especially if that, in fact, whether the man is here or not, and you are here, you are hearing, you are a man or a woman, you are engaged anywhere with a man that wants to marry you, and you go and defile yourself. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4. He said, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. He said, but whoremonger and adulterers God will judge. He's not talking about unbelievers, prostitutes outside. He's talking about those who carry Bible and hear their whoremongers. I told you, I said, one thing God will do is that he will scatter that relationship. Before you know what? Either the girl will say, I don't do again. Or the brother will say, I don't do again. You go cry, 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 go mountain, come back. You go cry, 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 cry. The loss of that relationship become the mark of Jesus Christ on you. It is the mark of chastisement. You must have that mark. Ah, where down your boy now? That man. What happened now? The shame. I don't know, the man say, no marry again. Ah, what happened? Honestly, till now, we don't know what happened. I don't say, not devil. Now, cause. Now, demon husband, demon wife. Your own demon wife. Why the demon wife not manifest until you sleep with yourself? When you carry, you go to your village, demon wife no day. When he was introduced everywhere, demon wife no day. Now, when he sleep with you, nine demon husband come. You know you are not sincere with yourself. Instead of you to go back and tell the Lord, forgive me, I know. I will not do it again. Because that is the purpose. And he may be merciful and bring the person back. Or bring you another one and give you a second chance. But it remains a mark. And there are many other marks. Some marks, not accident. Because you got that breakthrough. And you go buy moto. Now you know they go to church again. When you didn't have motor, now you enter here first. But now that you have car, to come church now, you are now too busy How can God bless you and you be too busy to serve him? Which kind of human being are you? Is that blessing from God true? Or you go to juju geta? When God look at you, oh, even to call worship me now, I can't get you. Eh? Like you. Stand up. You know you dance very well. Eh? You know you dance very well.
Yes, sir.
Eh? Come out. This man, I'll be dancing very well. Especially if it is Chuzoba that is leading song. Let me not waste time, because after you go dance, you hear? Now that dance, God is interested in it. Anytime you dance with the whole of your heart. Eh? If you say sit down, and let's sit down, but the music is still playing. Eh? He will sit down. But the music is still playing, he will sit down. So they say, make I sit down. I don't sit down now. Now, I they see me, I they see everybody. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know why you're believing God for when you don't dance that kind of dance. If God blesses you, finish. Instead of increasing that dance, you have no time again to come and dance. He will take that thing away. That is how God works. It will not be your portion. Go and sit down. Listen, I'm telling you that is the truth. You are looking for a job. Every service you are here, you belong to a coordinator. You are coming here, you are the one that arranges seats here. You come here every time you are here. As soon as you get that job, you create no time for God. It is dangerous. Very soon, he will do something. It will remain a mark on you forever. And it is a mark of chastisement. It's true. Anything you are doing now for God, you are expected to increase it after he has blessed you. And not to diminish. No. God always, when he gives you something, he places a demand also. And that demand is to show appreciation, is to make you serve him better than you were doing before he blessed you. He does not bless you to diminish your worship. When you do that, he says, okay. Then be on you. Your container will come, they will seize her. What is happening now? That is why you are jumping from prophet to prophet. That's the time they will remember to come and buy phone for some minister. And when they are looking for prayer, that's what they start with. Brother, I just want to sow a seed on you. You know so before until they seize your container. Now they are away, Abi. No matter where you go, unless you repent, say, Lord, okay, I recognize I have done wrong. Have mercy on me. That is one mark. It is a mark of chastisement. And some of us, that is what we are suffering from now. That's why you just drop from your height down. Boah. You know the effect, one good thing about what I'm saying is, if you catch this revelation and you go back to the Lord after today, say, Lord, give me one more chance. Immediately he will restore you. Now you know. Once you go, say, okay, Lord, give me one more chance. Restore this, my relationship again. Restore my business. Restore, you know, my marriage. Restore this. I did wrong before. I thought it was my mother-in-law dealing with me. I thought it was this dealing with me. Now I know I am the cause. Because if a man's way pleases the Lord, you'll be at peace with even your mother-in-law. It's true, no matter how they hate you. Secondly, the second mark is the mark from persecution. We saw it all in Paul. Paul, the mark of chastisement and the mark of persecution. And they are all marks of the Lord Jesus. And I want to just dwell on this a little while. Praise the Lord. This is what Apostle Paul went through. Let's go to see some of them in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 that you begin to know which one be your own too. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, let me just read it from verse 23 up to verse 31. It said, are there ministers, all those who are boasting that they are ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool because a man of God is not supposed to boast. He said, I am more a minister than them. He said, in labors for the ministry, more abundant. In stripes, the beating that he received, he said he received them above measure. In prisons, from one prison to the other, more frequent. Escaping death, uncle, in death, awful. See, he began to line up some of them. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 39 stripes, 5 times. 40 stripes from the Jews. They lined him up to cane him. Not because he was a criminal, but because he preached the gospel. Thrice, verse 25, thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. Suffering shipwreck. In journeys, awful. In perils of water. In perils of robbers. In perils by my own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness. In watches, awful. That is fasting. Watches, in hunger and thirst, in fastings, awful, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak? I am not weak. Who is offended? I bore not. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. If Christ can glory in showing his mark on his hand, Apostle Paul is saying, if he's going to glory, he will glory in all that he went through for the gospel's sake. See? That's Apostle Paul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 10. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 he said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Verse 12, my emphasis. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. They shall suffer persecution. All that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Underline it. Amen. Praise the Lord. All. So it includes you and me. He didn't say some. All. Including me. Including you. The scripture says, he said, all we are sheep are counted for slaughter. All we as sheep accounted for slaughter. He said, think it not strange therefore, anybody here, whatever you are going through, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's read it. 1 Peter chapter 4. Proverbs 12. Admonishment from those who left the ancient landmarks for us. Amen. Beloved, are we there? Verse 12. Beloved, for those of us who are suffering one thing or the other already, you are confused. Think it not strange concerning the fiery, very fierce, fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Now when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 13. And who is he that will harm you? I love that verse. If you be followers of that which is good. But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Verse 17, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil doing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. If you ever think, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let me read Hebrews chapter 11 first. Hebrews chapter 11 first. Ancient landmarks. This Christian journey that we are enjoying here now, that has been watered down. That's why we sing, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Verse 36. From verse 36 up to verse 40. It says, he gave example of heroes of faith, and then he said, and others, they had trial of cruel mockings and scourges, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were sown asunder. We are tempted. We are slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And this all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And when I read this part of the scripture, what comes to my mind is to see the grace of God so much upon us in this age. These things don't happen in this part of the world anymore. But I'm telling you, there are believers, Christians, who are still being killed. Early this morning, I was telling you there was something I watched. I said, I couldn't allow us to watch. I wanted us to watch it. Our brother there in the IT, Sheila said, he said, no, Kai, he said, if they watch it, he said, the people will not recover in a long time. To see what these people are doing in Iraq. I saw it. Tears were coming out of my eyes. I didn't know how I was going to comport myself when I came. It took time for me to get out of that and worship God. For what? Have you looked at this abattoir? What they do with animals? That's what they were doing with these people. Line them up, pack them in trucks, put some somewhere, and we are spraying bullets on them. Then brought some to the bank of a river. One by one, they will hold. Somebody stood there with a pistol. Put your head, they will blow the head. Pow, push her inside the water. Next, pow, push her inside the water. Next, pow, push her inside the water. What is their offense? They are Christians. Nothing more. If you watch the screen now, they will show you what those apostles went to the martyrs. Standing for this same gospel. And it's the same heaven they went that we are going to. If they can show us. Watch something. I can't show you that of Iraq. Just watch those pictures. hang them upside down. Cut off their heads. Crucify them with cruelty. Treated them like animals. What is their offense? Because they are Christians. Because they will follow Christ. Now they fed some even to lions. Watch this.
Thank you.
These are our brothers. And they are still under grace. It's not in another dispensation. It's under dispensation of grace. All that to preserve the gospel. Listen to this song. The writer got inspiration and sang this song. The first one to die for this Holy Ghost plan was John the Baptist. But he died like a man. Then came the Lord Jesus. They crucified him. He taught that the Spirit will save men from sin. He's dripping with blood. Yes, he's dripping with blood. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the truth. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. There was Peter and Paul and John the Divine. They gave up their lives so this gospel could shine. They mingled their blood like the prophets of old, so the true word of God could honest be told. Then they stoned Stephen. He preached against sin. He made them so angry. They dashed his head in, but he died in the Spirit and gave up the ghost and went to join others in that life-giving host. Thy souls under the altar crying how long for the Lord to punish those who've done wrong. But there's going to be more who give their life's blood for this Holy Ghost gospel and its crimson flow. Oh, it's dripping with blood. Yes, it's dripping with blood. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. The blood of disciples who died for the truth. This Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood. It shed the green pastures so rich and so sweet. God leads his dear children along. Where the waters could flow but the weary ones' feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, Come through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Oh, some through the waters, and some through the flood. Oh, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Oh, some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Oh, some through the waters, and some through the flood. Oh, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song. Oh, in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. I say some through the waters, and some through the flood. Some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Father along we know all about it. Oh, Father alone, we understand why. Oh, cheer up my brother, leaving the sunshine. Oh, we understand all. For we will understand it better by and by. Cheer up. Let's bow down our heads. Shall we bow down our head? You bow down your head and talk to God. Somebody bow down your head and talk to God, wherever you are. What we are seeing is the foundation that were laid in the Ephesians age. And what we are seeing that in is growing now to maturity in Laodicean age. It is the church of Jesus Christ. Then we are passing through the same road. Somebody bow down and talk to God. It's happening in Iraq. Who knows whether the red dragon will visit Nigeria? It won't go to denomination. It is you. Because you are preaching what they preached that time and fed those lions. You are preaching what they preached that time and fed the cruel wood they were nailed to. Talk to God. Will you disappoint him? Will you deny him when such an hour comes? Tell him to prepare and equip you. Pray, somebody. Pray. 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 Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. I tell you, it's a seed they were planting. What you see in Ephesians, you must see in Laodicean age because he are graduating. That fruit is reproducing itself in this age. That tree planted then, in this age, it reproducing itself. Somebody bow down, commune within you and him, ask him to help you. What brought those songwriters? Which estate they were? Which type of spirit were those songwriters? They made them compose that type of songs. Pray, brother. Pray, sister. In Bride Assembly, we are not playing religion. I can tell you, this church, a part of the remnant in Laodicean church age. This ministry, we are part of the remnant of this age. So better pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Excellent Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your servant that brought forth the word also. Great eternal spirit, you have fed us, O God, with the original manna. They were reserved only for the priest. And in our days, you are granted of favor to eat the original manna that the priest eateth in the wilderness, because it was called the hidden manna. Eternal Father, may he produce Christ in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, because we are being fed now with the original corn of the land, Father, may it produce Christian maturity. Make us ready. Make us not to look back from where we are coming from in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are you your servant to sow this seed. Don't allow us to labor in vain. Don't allow us to labor in vain. Let nothing choke this seed in our heart, oh God. Let it germinate. Water it by yourself. Let it germinate and produce Christ and bring us to maturity in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, don't allow us to be forgetful hearers. Cause us to hear and do. Cause us to hear and obey. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, dependable Father. Papa, we know we have no power of our own. We depend on you. You are the one that knows the way. Guide us this week. Lead us this week. Don't allow us to follow the world. Papa, give us power to bring our flesh under subjection. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.